Save big money on all lawn care products at Menards. Revolutionize your landscaping experience with our dig-free edging, a hassle-free solution that transforms your outdoor space effortlessly. Our innovative edging system is designed for easy setup without disrupting your lawn. Save today on all Mastermark dig-free edging at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. My uncontrollable movements called TD, tardive dyskinesia, felt embarrassing. I felt like disconnecting. I asked my doctor about treating my TD and learned about Ingrezza, a prescription medicine clinically proven for reducing TD in adults. That's always one capsule, once daily, and number one prescribed. People taking Ingrezza can stay on most mental health meds.
Ingrezza can cause depression, suicidal thoughts, or actions in patients with Huntington's disease. Call your doctor if you become depressed, have sudden behavior or mood changes, or suicidal thoughts. Don't take Ingrezza if allergic. Serious side effects may include allergic reactions like sudden, potentially fatal swelling and hives, sleepiness, the most common side effect, and heart rhythm problems. Know how Ingrezza affects you before operating a car or dangerous machinery. Report fever, stiff muscles, or problems thinking, as these might be life-threatening. Shaking, stiffness, drooling, and trouble with moving or balance may occur.
Take control by asking your doctor about Ingrezza.
Learn more at Ingrezza.com. That's Ingrezza.com.
Padraig Corcoran, good morning.
Good morning to you, Jonathan.
I got excited yesterday. There was somebody digging in the ditch. I thought she was pulling the first blackberries of the season, but I don't know what she was doing. She found some other fruit that she'd found. But it is the time of the year where the fruit comes into the garden.
Yeah, blackberries aren't just ready just yet, Jonathan, but check your black currants, your red currants, your white currants, strawberries, of course, and the first of the raspberries are beginning to ripen. So for listeners that have fruit in their garden, go out and check them and start picking now because the birds are going to take them otherwise. If you've got plants like blueberries, they're still very green at the moment, but there's a great crop of blueberries this year, Jonathan. So put some anti-bird netting over those and just protect them. Or if you've got some cherries in the garden, they're beginning to ripen now. And again, they need some anti-bird netting just to keep the birds off them. Apples are fruiting really well this year, pears and plums. So it's actually going to be a really good year for harvesting fruit. But also, Jonathan, it's great weather at the moment for the planting of fruit trees. So if you pop into your local garden centre, they'll have apples, pears and plums. And soil conditions are really good after the rain we've had for the past couple of weeks. And with the drying conditions now coming the rest of this week, soil conditions are going to be perfect for the planting of fruit in particular. But for many plants, it's perfect weather.
One of the things that is almost counterproductive, but you have to do, is to thin the plants, because otherwise there's too much competition to allow the fruit to grow. So how do you decide which branches, which flowers to cut?
Well, a great thing in nature, June, we call it the June drop, which is a natural aborting of fruit that apple trees do. So they trigger themselves to drop any of the weaker fruits, but we need to give Mother Nature a help, because if you allow too many apples or too many pears or too many plums to develop on a tree, you'll get a thing called biennial bearing, where the tree will produce a lot of fruit one year and no fruit the following year. So this is the time in July when you go through the apple trees and select out any of the weaker fruits. So if you've got a cluster of five or six small apples in one little cluster, thin that out to about two of the stronger fruits. So take the run to the pack out completely and get rid of the smaller developing fruits, Jonathan. And that applies to apples, pears, plums in particular, need to be thinned at this time of year. And the other thing we do in July is a little bit of pruning. So pruning of pear trees in particular. And as we go into August, the pruning of apple trees. It seems a funny time to be pruning trees right in the middle of the summer, but we call it summer pruning. And it does two things. First of all, it puts the fruit trees on a bit of a diet because you're cutting away some of the foliage and stems. So it actually reduces the vigor in the trees, helping to keep them smaller. But also it helps to initiate some flower buds for next spring. So a little bit of summer pruning, you're shortening back about two thirds of this year's growth. So whatever growth your apple trees have made this year, shorten them back by two thirds. And on that remaining third, that's where the flowers will be born next spring and give you lots of fruit next summer. And the other key tip is to feed your fruiting plants, because they're using copious amounts of water and copious amounts of nutrition to provide you with fruit during the summer. So liquid feeding of your strawberries, your apple trees, your pear trees and plum trees this time of year is also highly beneficial.
some of the questions that have come in, I've got to start with my own one. We have a little lemon tree that we've grown from seed, which we were very proud of. It was lovely and healthy. And about 3 or 4 weeks ago, all the leaves started to fall off. What have we done wrong?
Oh, and have you kept it inside or put it outside, Jonathan?
Yeah, it's inside. Yeah, we kept it inside in the conservatory.
Right. Well, lemon trees are better actually placed out of doors for our summers. So you protect them in winter by keeping them indoors because they are frost sensitive and frost will damage them. But during the summer months, any time from May right through to September, we put our lemon trees and all our citrus out of doors in a sunny open area. The conservatory can actually be too warm. It seems a funny thing to say, but lemon trees actually benefit from the cooler conditions outside. So I would always place them out in May and leave them out, ideally in a terracotta plot in a sunny location, watering them once a week and liquid feeding them every fortnight during the summer. And then you take them back in September. So okay. The fact that it's dropped the leaves, Jonathan, that doesn't mean it's dead. It obviously got a shock for some reason. So I would just leave it outside, coax it back, it'll come back into leaf again in about 5 to 6 weeks' time and it'll be perfectly fine. And do remember to take it back in then in September.
Mary says, I've an apple tree, 10 years, no fruit at all. It's growing very healthy as far as I can see. Any idea why it's not producing flowers?
It's lonely, Jonathan. It's on its own. Mary must just have the one apple tree. So it needs a companion. If the tree is flowering, then
does it need a bit of the from another apple tree? Is that
of course it does. We all enjoy a little bit of that, Jonathan. So apple trees, generally speaking, we always recommend you plant them in groups of threes because some apple trees are what we call triploid. For example, the great Bramley apple seedling, the apples that we get from Donegal, that's a triploid variety and it actually doesn't produce any viable pollen for any other apple tree. So when you have Bramley seedling in your garden, you need actually two other apple trees of different varieties to get good cross-pollination. So my advice for Mary really is to introduce maybe a family apple tree, pop into your local garden centre, they give you a family apple tree, and that's one apple tree with two different varieties grafted onto the one plant. If Mary plants that somewhere relatively close to her existing tree, when they all come into flower next spring, you're going to sow the seed, certainly, for really good fruit. So cross-pollination is, of course, extremely important.
Basic biology. I'd forgotten about that. I'd forgotten that you need two. Louise says, I saw a lemon tree in my local garden centre. I'm tempted to buy one. Any advice on growing one? We've given that. Get it outdoors and bring it in September. Kieran's in Cavan. He says, go on about the lemon tree.
Well, just the key thing with lemon trees is during the winter period, don't have them in a centrally heated location. So they need to be frost-free, certainly. So a cold conservatory, cold greenhouse, a porch is ideal. But don't bring them into your sitting room and have the central heating on because you just destroy the plant as well.
Kieran says, I have a robot lawnmower, which is working great. However, I have white clover taking over in places because the grass has been finely cut. Any idea how to get rid of it? Kieran, I have one of those as well. And the clover has become so clever. It knows how tall it can grow without being hit by the blades. It's remarkable how intelligent the plant actually is.
Now, clover is one of our great plants for biodiversity because the bees, the bumblebees and the honeybee loves clover. And what's interesting is that when clover comes into flower early in the spring, it's only the bumblebee that actually visits the flower because they've got a particularly long tongue that can reach into the nectar. But once clover is cut by a lawnmower, the second flush of flower, it produces a shorter tunnel to the nectar, and that's where our honeybee gets a look in. So you'll often see honeybees in particular this time of year visiting the clover. So clover is a great plant for biodiversity. So look, at my advice if you can is just enjoy it. Let the clover, it's not going to do any harm. If anything, it's feeding your lawn because clover is a nitrogen fixator. It takes nitrogen from the atmosphere and pumps it back into the grass. So if you can, I don't think it's appropriate to use any long killer treatments to get rid of the clover. Enjoy it. It's your little piece to biodiversity.
Somebody says, I bought and I planted peonies this May. One gorgeous bloom mid-June. Now all the leaves are withered and dry. Help me save it.
Okay, well, if it's in a pot, my advice is to get it out into the garden soil. And peonies are one of these plants, Jonathan, that when we plant them, they tend to grow vigorously for several years before coming into flowering. So a little bit like our apple tree, it takes them a number of years to settle down to actually produce their blooms. So my advice is to get them out of their pots, get a good quality compost or some farm manure, dig up an area of your garden and plant your peony roses into that area. And as I mentioned, the soil conditions are absolutely perfect for the planting of all plants, including peony roses. So out of the pots, into the garden, and they'll be perfectly fine.
And very briefly, we only have 10 seconds. My two boxes plants are dying. I'm watering and feeding with seaweed. Ugh. How can I bring them back to life?
I would say the listener might be overwashing them. Remember, and overfeeding as well. So cut back on the watering, cut back on the feeding of boxwood. They also are suffering from boxwood blight. And with this wet, humid weather, we're seeing a lot of that at the moment. You can get a treatment in your local garden centre called Top Boxes. You simply mix it with water and apply it to the foliage, and that stops that problem.
Okay, brilliant. Padraig Horkin of Horkin's Garden Centre, pleasure as always. Thank you very much for that. You can listen back to the programme as podcast on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
My uncontrollable movements called TD, tardive dyskinesia, felt embarrassing. I felt like disconnecting. I asked my doctor about treating my TD and learned about Ingrezza, a prescription medicine clinically proven for reducing TD in adults. That's always one capsule, once daily, and number one prescribed. People taking Ingrezza can stay on most mental health meds.
Ingrezza can cause depression, suicidal thoughts, or actions in patients with Huntington's disease. Call your doctor if you become depressed, have sudden behavior or mood changes, or suicidal thoughts. Don't take Ingrezza if allergic. Serious side effects may include allergic reactions like sudden, potentially fatal swelling and hives, sleepiness, the most common side effect, and heart rhythm problems. Know how Ingrezza affects you before operating a car or dangerous machinery. Report fever, stiff muscles, or problems thinking, as these might be life-threatening. Shaking, stiffness, drooling, and trouble with moving or balance may occur.
Take control by asking your doctor about Ingrezza.
Learn more at Ingrezza.com. That's Ingrezza.com.